Starting here at the Mishnah on the Ayin Chedomet Aleph, the Mishnah is now going to continue from what we started with in the beginning of the parak, which is discussing the makeup, the consistency in terms of quantities of the Todah. And now the Gemara is going to extend from the Todah to other Lachmaniot, Menachot, that are connected or subsets of the Todah, so it's going to give us those same measurements. So over here we have the Miluim. The Miluim are the Shiva Jemea Miluim. Over there, Hayu Ba'im Kimatzah Shibet Todah. That they used to come. The Miluim had all the matzot in the Todah. So if we think about the Todah has 10 chametz, and then it has 30 matzah. 3 minim of 10, 10, 10 of matzot. And those are the chalot, the rikikim, and the rivucha. So those 3 minim were brought by the Miluim. Nizirut, Haita ba shteyadot. The Nizirut has 2 categories of the Todah. Kimatzah shel Todah. Like the matzah of the Todah, but here we're talking about the matzah of the Todah, means the ma'afet tanur. The things that go into the, like the ma'afet tanur, which are the chalot and the rikikim. But ein ba revucha. It doesn't have the revucha, which is the third mean of matzah. Nimtzah. So from that you can conclude that they had asara kabim yishalmiyot. So if you remember from yesterday that we said there were a total of 30 kabin that were used for the lachmei todah, for the 40 lachmei todah. 15 of those went towards the chametz. The other 15 went towards the matzot. So of the 15 that go to the matzot, you have 3 types of matzot. You have chalot, rikikim, and rivucha. That means that each type of matzah gets 5 kabin. So over here, if I have the nizirut, which gets 2 of those minim, it's going to end up with 10 kabin yerushalmiyot. Shehein, which is the equivalent of shisha esronot v'odiin. Odin is the plural of od, in case you didn't know. So here you have shisha esronot, 6 esronot, and odin. And that has to do, if you remember yesterday, that there were 20 isaron that were for the lachmei todah, 10 of which went to the chametz. The other 10 were allocated to the matzah, split between the 3 minim again, which means 3 1/3 for each type of matzah. So over here, if I have 2 types of matzah, 3 1/3 plus 3 1/3 means 6 2/3. And that's what the Mishnah is expressing over here, is shisha esronot ve'odin. Odin are the 2/3 that were the od on the type or min of matzah, and that's up to 6 2/3. So now Mar says, menahane mili. How do we know that's true? How do we know that's true that by the miluim, they bought the 3 types? So Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria Makra, Umisal Matzot Asher Lifnei Hashem, Ka Chalat Matzah Achat, V'Chalat Lechem Shemen Achat, V'Rakik Echad. So now, out of there, there are clearly 3 items that he took out of the Salah Matzot, and the Gemara says, Chalot Chalot, and Rakik Rakik. The things that are obvious here are the Chalot and the Rakik, which is the Chalat and the Rakik from the Mincha Ma'afet Tanur. What is unclear, and that's what the Gemara says, Shemen Mai. What are these lechem shemen that we're talking about in the Salah Matzot over here? So lav rivucha, isn't it rivucha? A rivucha is the equivalent of probably like a donut, which is, it's boiled in oil. Rivucha is something that is boiled in the oil. So over here, when he says lechem shemen, it's talking about something that was boiled in the oil. So matki filo rav avya, ema anto de mishcha, who says it has to be what you're suggesting over here, rivucha, boiled in oil, let it be an anto de mishcha. Now, anto de mishcha is one of 2 things. Either it can be coagulated oil, hardened oil, that's caked and acts like a solid. So that, maybe you could cut it up or slice it up. So maybe that's what it's talking about here. It's talking about hardened oil. Or the other possibility is that anto de mishcha is a bread that has a ton of oil that's placed on top of it. Not that it's actually boiled inside of it, but rather there's just a bunch of oil that's placed on top of it. But who says that over here, that when you're talking about the oil or the lechem shemen, that that has to be the equivalent of rivucha? Ela hedarish of Nachman bar Rav Chista mishmei Rav Tavla, ze korban Aron uvanav. This is the korban of Aron uvanav. This is said by the Miluim. Ashi yakrivu Hashem biyom himashach oto. So this is the korban chavitin that is mentioned in Parshat Tzav by Aaron, but it says Zeh Karban Aaron Uvanav Asher Kiru Hashem Beyom Yimashachuto V'chi Madamanu Uvanav Beyom Yimashcho. What do his children have to do with him on the day that he is being anointed? Ela Mekish Chinucho LeYimashcho. Ma Yimashcho Revucha Avchinucho Rivucha. So the Gemara says, no, obviously his banav are not relevant to the day that he is anointed. I mean, that what is, why do his children have to do anything when their father is anointed? Ella, that a Kohen Hedyot is compared to the Himashcho. Kohen Hedyot has the same din as the day of anointing of the Kohen, and therefore, the day of Chinuch, which is the Miluim, has the same din as Yom Himashcho. So what is Yom Himashcho? Yom Himashcho, you have to bring the Minchat Chavitin, the day that the Kohen goes into service, brings a Minchat Chavitin, which is made up of Revucha, it's more Bechet, that is the Minchat Chavitin. So too, Bechinucho, on the day of Chinuch, and the day of the Miluim, that also they bring the same type of Mincha, Mincha Revucha. So since over here it says, Sir Kabarna Venerav Uvanabish Yakrivel Hashem B'Yom Yimashcho, Ayish Mashachoto, so Yom Yimashachoto is not relevant both to Aron Uvanav. So Elder, what do we learn from that? That even on the day of Chinuch, also when Aron Uvanav are both equal in the Yom of Chinuch, on that day there's also a din of a Minchat Rebucha. So that teaches us this third type of matzah that is by the Miluim. So not only do we have the Chalotim and Kikim, we also have the Rebucha that's present. Amar Rav Chista Kohen Gadol, Hamit Karev La'avuda. Kohen Gadol that begins to do Avodah, Tzarich Shtei Esronot, Eifach. He has to bring two Esronot, meaning two Menachot. Chat Lehimashko. He has to bring one Eifach for his anointing. And one for his chinuch. What the difference between them is not so clear, but chinuch is the equivalent of the miluim, but chinuch is when he goes into service, he does the actual avoda. The mashach is his anointing. So his first time doing avoda, I would call that the chinuch, and his being appointed and being anointed to be the Kohen Gadol, that's himashcho. I would assume himashcho is first, that he gets anointed with the oil, the shemna mishka, and then he does chinuch, he does the avoda, the actual avoda. But each one of those requires a minchat chavitin, minchat revucha associated with it. Marba Rav Ashi, Mar Shalosh. He says you actually need three. Olo pligi had avad avodak shu kohen hedyot. Had lo avad avodak shu kohen hedyot. Depends if he did avoda while he was a kohen hedyot or not. If he never did avoda with as a kohen hedyot, then he requires three, because a kohen gadol is kohen hedyot plus. So he has to bring a minchat chinuch, or as the kohen hedyot, serving as a kohen hedyot as the first time. He has to bring a mincha for being a kohen gadol, servicing for the first time. Plus, he has to bring a mincha for his being himashach, for being anointed as the kohen gadol.
So, he's being cholek on Rav Chisda?
No, that's what Gemara says. Velo plige, that he doesn't argue on Rav Chisda. It's only in a case where he never had worked as a kohen hedyot before. Otherwise, he would have already brought one korban mincha when he served his chinuch as a kohen hedyot, and therefore he'd only be required for the yom himashcho and the yom chinucho of the Kohen Gadol. Nizirot Haita Vashte Yadot, Kematzah Shebetoda, comes as the Matzah Betoda, meaning the Mafet Tanur, which is the Chalot and Rikikin. Tarabanan, Shilamav, this is a limud that we've seen a number of times, is me Zebach Todat Shlamav, by the Toda. And we said that comes the Rabot, Shalmei Nazir. To include the Shalmei Nazir, Laseret Kabin Yerushalmiyot, Ulrevit Shemen. That comes to include them for the 10 Kabin Yerushalmiyot, which the calculation we did in the Mishnah, because you have two types, each type having 5 Kabin, so then you have 10 Kabin Yerushalmiyot, and the Revi'it Shemen. And for Revi'it of Shemen, that is because the Todah only comes with the Chatzi Log Shemen, comes with a half a log of Shemen for all the items that are brought with the Lachmei Todah. The Chametz does not receive Shemen whatsoever. It leaves you over the Matzot for Shemen. In the matzot, that chatzi log is split in half. A quarter of that log is given over to the revucha. The other quarter log is given over to the mafet tanur, but that's split in half. That's split in half between the chalot and the rikikim. So that means there's an eighth of a log shemen for the chalot and an eighth of a log shemen for the rikikim. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. You have 10 kabin yushamiyot, which are the chalot and rikikim, and you have a revit of shemen, which is half of the shemen that's brought with the todah of the chatzi log shemen, which are allocated to the chalot and rikikim. Yachol lakol mashamur b'inyan. I would think maybe you should include it to everything. Why are you only taking it for a portion of what's mentioned by the todah, not everything mentioned by the todah? Tamalomar matzot. By the nazir it says v'sala matzot. So there it says, my tamuda. What's the limud? Samar papa davashinimar ba matzot. Afuke revucha zolonimar ba matzot. So Papa says the limud is that the word matzot by the lachmei todah is mentioned by the chalot matzot belot v'shemen and rukikei matzot meshuchim v'shemen. So the word matzah is mentioned there, therefore by the salam matzot by the nazir tells you what's relevant to the nazir are the matzot mentioned by the lachmei todah.
Also,
rukik
also doesn't have the word matzah.
Matzot v'shemen. So you see the solot murbechet doesn't have the word matzot mentioned by it, whereas the matzot v'lot b'shemen and rukikei matzot meshukhim b'shamen, those do have the word matzot. The pasuk you're quoting is for Rabbi Shmuel, which is the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, is Tana mitzvot klau, chalot rukikim prat. This is actually the pasuk that Shaul just read, which is the pasuk that's by the Nazir itself. By the Nazir itself, it says umisala matzot, and over there it specifies that you'll take out a rakik and a chala. So he says klalu prat, im b'chlal lo mashu b'prat. That this is a klalu prat. It says sal matzot, then it says rakik and chala. So you have a klalu prat. When you have a klalu prat, ein b'chlal lo mashu b'prat. Chalot rakikim in midachrin alo. That's it. You're limited to chalot and rakikim. There's an interesting Tosfot here at the bottom. He says b'chol makom sheyesh klalu prat ragil Rabbeinu Shmuel. Who's Rabbeinu Shmuel? That's the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Shmuel was apt to say in these situations, the itzrich achman on the bichtav a klal. Why do you need the klal? If you just have the prat, why isn't that enough? You just mentioned the prat, you know these items and nothing else. Why do you need a klal of prat? Right? In the end, he says, shalom yirbe davar adome la prat. Don't think that the prat that is brought are just examples of what is okay. No, prat here is only the prat. So how do I do that? I have that being a klal of prat. Klal of prat teaches me the prat is it, and there's nothing more than it. B'chein mochiach kan. Says that's apparent over here. Di lav have a klal of prat. Without the klal of prat, mashma ocha davi yofin and rebucha milach me toda. We would have included rebucha. Had they just written chalot and rikikim, but not salamatzot, not the klal, then the prat wouldn't have been enough. The prat would have just been examples of things that came from the lachmei todah. And we would have included other things, including the revucha. The fact is, now that we have a klal of prat, that says, no, only what you have here, nothing more. So that's the Rabbeinu Shmuel says, what the use of having that extra klal in the beginning is to help you limit to exactly the prat and not more the dome of the prat.
The first shot of the braisa, the first explanation of the braisa is, would you call it
Zer Shabbat? Or Papa says the word matzah is used at the Salam Matzot that is mentioned by the Nazir. What is it referring to? So we go back to the Lachmei Todah and we find items that have the word matzah mentioned by it. So that's more like a Gilui Milta.
Matzot.
I don't think the Gemara is saying it's a Zer Shabbat. I think the Gemara is saying it says bring matzot and then you go look and find what's called a matzah. Ashuchedet HaTodah Lifnim Lachma Chutz Lechoma. If he shechs the todah in the azara, and the lechem is chutz lechoma, is outside. Lo kidesh alechem. The lechem is not kadosh in this instance, where they are not in the same place as the todah. Shachta ad shelo karmu panah. We did the shechita before the breads of the todah have hardened. Their face has hardened. B'tanor, mean that the karmu panah is probably what defines the end of the cooking or baking process of the bread. And therefore, actually, karmu panah b'tanur. So before that point in time, they're not classified to be bread or lachmei todah, so they can't become kadosh. Afilu karmu kulan chutz me'achad me'en. Even if all of them already have become or qualified to be called bread, except one of them, lo kidesh alechem, the lechem is not kadosh. Ay chutz lechoma. What does it mean that the breads are outside the choma? V'yochanan mar chutz lechomat beit pagei. Revelation lachish amar chutz lechomat azara. So Reish Lakish is easy to understand. He means outside the wall of the Azara. When we say chutz lechomot beit pagei, where is beit pagei? So one possibility, you can see that in Rashi on the top line here, is haynu chutz lechomot harabait. It's outside harabait. Beit pagei was the outer limits of harabait. So when he says chutz lechomot, it means chutz outside of harabait. Rashi in the Ketiv Yad, which is probably what we've seen in other places, that chutz beit pagei means the outer limits of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, the furthest place within Yerushalayim was called Beit Pagei. So Chutz Lechomat Beit Pagei means outside the limits of the city of Yerushalayim. So it's one of those two options. Which is Rabbi Yochanan obviously is suggesting that it's further out than Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says even if it's outside the Azara, already that's considered too far. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan requires it to be either outside of Harabayit or outside of Yerushalayim in order for it to be too far. Reish Lakish Amar Chutz Lechomat Azara Binan Al Visamuch. Because the lachmei todah have to be brought al hazevach, they have to be brought together with the zevach. Im al todah yekriveno, we krive al zevach hatodah. Al, that al means besamuch. Samuch meaning close by. So al besamuch means they got to be there. If they're not in the azara with the animal that you're doing the todah, it's not mekadesh. Rabbi Yochanan amar chutz lechomat beit pagei, aval chutz lazara kadosh. As we outside of beit pagei, again, either outside harabayit or outside of Yerushalayim, outside the azara is okay. You don't need al b'samuch, meaning al doesn't literally mean juxtaposed next to each other, b'mukaf, but it means in the general vicinity. It doesn't have to be, it has to be within a framework that considers it to be together, but not absolutely together. Where it says, don't we have similar machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish somewhere else? It's not. Shochet at the Pesach, ala chametz, over below to say, someone who shochet their korban of Pesach, while they're still in possession of chametz, they're over below to say, that says, lo tishachet al chametz dam zivchi, velo yalin mechelev chagi ad boker. So Rabbi Yehuda Meir afa tamid, because he says over there, dam zivchi, zevach haim yuchadli, so it includes even the korban atamid on Erev Pesach, that shechted when you still have chametz, you're also in violation of the law. Erev Pesach. And tamid shu ben abayim. Ram reish lagish lolam, enu chayav, en achi oli shochet, oli zorek, oli chad mi bnei achabura, imo bazara. Reish lagish says that you're only in violation of lo tishachet achametz dam zivchi, same way that you are here. Al, chametz kedam zivchi. Al means bisamuch. So the only time you're in violation of this law is if you have the chametz with you in the azara. It's either the shochet, the zorek, one of the two doing the avodah, or the bnei achabura, the owners of the korban. If any of them has chametz inside the azara, then they're in violation of that law. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afal pi she'eini mo bazara. Rabbi Yochanan says it's not limited to the azara. It can be anywhere. Now over here, it's interesting. The Rabbi Yochanan's limitation is not beit pagi or anything else. It's anywhere. So here, chametz, he says, what does it matter? The problem here is not proximity, it's about ownership. Ownership can be anywhere. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan's position here is going to be a little different. Tzricha, the Gemara says we need both of them. De'it, mar bahayi, if we only had it over here, bahayi kamar b'yochan t'rohecha de'ita b'yisura kaye. So if the reason we need it by chametz is because Rabbi Yochanan believes by chametz, as we just said, that it's all about ownership. Therefore, anywhere it is, you're in violation. Aval le'inyan mikadesh lechem, if we're talking about being mikadesh lechem, maybe modele reish lakish, maybe agrees to reish lakish. Di ita bifnim, if it's proximate, kadosh. Evrai, if it's outside of the azara, lo kadosh. So therefore we have the other machloket by the todah that tells us no, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees even there. Vi it mar baha, if we only had the case by the todah, baha kamar reish lakish. Only there reish lakish says it. Aval baha, in the case of the chametz, ema modele Rabbi Yochanan, he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that wherever the isura is, that you're in violation. So tzricha. Therefore, we have the machlokas in both cases. Tanya kovetzit to Rabbi Yochanan, the brayta that supports this position. Rabbi Yochanan shochet et toda lifnim v'lachma chutz lechomat beit pagim, which is explicitly like Rabbi Yochanan's position. Lo kidesh halechem. It's not mekadesh halechem, so it has to be outside chomat beit pagim and not just outside chomat beit azara. Now, just before we continue, Tosos points out over here that earlier in the Masechta we've discussed this idea of Al being besamuch. Now, when we discussed Al besamuch before, we disagreed. The Al there, does Al mean literally on or next to? Those were the two options we had with the word Al before. All of a sudden over here, they're arguing about Al means how close. How come over here, when we're arguing about Al, it means outside the Azara, it's Al Beit Pagi? What happened to the Machlokas earlier in the Masechta when we looked at the word Al, we said, on top of or next to? But everybody agreed it had to be mamash proximate to the other item. So Tosa says, Be'esh lomar d'hacha lo dami l'hai, that they're not comparable, the cases. D'atam tnufa shtei lechem ke'in hakravatan. That when you're talking about the tnufa of the lechem, where it has to be al, al means literally together. They become a single unit, like the hakrava. Avahacha b'shkita t'l mekadesh lechem ba'al ma'ati. That when the Shkita here is just trying to be Mekadosh Lechem, Lechem Lamecha Shalashiyya Lechem Kayam. The really thing that we're mocking, we know, is that the Lechem is there, is present, is around, is available. Because it says, the word Al is important to look at the context in which you're discussing it. In the context, when you're talking about Tnufa, a wave offering, then you're talking about bringing them as a single unit. When you bring them in a single unit, the Al there either little means on top of or next to. One of the two. It's got to be really together as a unit. The Al over here, which is describing the bringing of them, but it's not literally that they're mukrav together, that they're brought together. It's just that the korban has an effect on the lechem. So we just want you to have, the Al here is not going to be literally, you don't have to have it on the behemah when you shech the behemah, but rather we need it to be present and available when you shech the behemah.
Wait, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, we need to be in Yerushalayim.
Why does it have to be in Yerushalayim?
He doesn't learn the Al.
He does learn the Al. Inside the walls of Yerushalayim, right, is the mizgeret in which the lachmei todah are eaten. You're allowed to eat your korban todah, and you're allowed to eat your lachmei todah within the walls of Yerushalayim. So having inside the walls of Yerushalayim, to me, makes it a something that is contextually valid for the todah. That's how I'd phrase it. So the Gemara wants to know now, how do I know the fact that karmu panah is relevant over here? So it says in the pasuk, Al chalot lechem chametz yakiv karmano zevach todat shilamav. So this is the chametz aspect of it. And so Al chalot lechem chametz yakiv karmano zevach todat shilamav. Lamei jein alechem kadosh elim kein karmu panav betanur. Because it's not called lechem until the outer part of it hardens. So Yakriv Karbano Zevach, Mamei Jin Alechem Kadosh, Elim Shkita Zevach. A digi that only becomes Kadosh with the Shkita Zevach. That is what it means. Al Zevach Todat Shlomav. Zevach Todat. What does the Todat teach you? Mamei Shim Shachat Shalodishman, Loki Dej Alechem. But there it says Zevach Todat Shlomav. What does it mean, Todat? It has to be the shame Todat. So if you don't do it Lishma, then obviously it's not a Korban Todat, but it also affects the Lechem. Because if it's not a Todat, the Lechem are not Yit Kadesh. Yeah, because otherwise Ashlamim doesn't come with lechem. So that's why you need it to be the Shem Todah, because the Shem, the Todah itself is what's Mikadesh to lechem. Rav says, Tan Rabbanan, Yotzim b'matzah na, u'b'matzah asuya b'ilfis. One could be Yotzei, the mitzvah of matzah, this is the Seder night, when I stay to Kazayit matzah, you can be Yotzei that matzah b'na, na being raw. Now the word raw in the Gemara is not used to mean literally raw, raw. Just like by the Korban of Pesach, when we talk about al tochlum imenu na, v'shav v'shav b'mayim, there also the na doesn't mean literally raw, it means partially cooked. So the same thing is true over here. Yotzim b'matzah, matzah here means partially cooked matzah, u'b'matzah suya b'ilfis, matzah that's been made in a frying pan. My matzah na. What's this raw matzah? Amri Yehuda Meshmo, Gosh Porsa, Vein Chutim Nishachim Emenu. If it's still in its doughy state, when you pull apart, when you take dough and you pull it apart, there are these stringy pieces of dough that hang between the two pieces. So it has to be cooked enough that when you pull it apart, it's no longer stringy between the pieces. So that's how partially cooked it means. Baked. It's not fully, thank you very much, yeah, baked. It's not fully baked to the point where its face is hardened, but it's after the point where already the dough is not stringing when you pull it apart. So that's what it means now over here. That's what it means partially baked over here. Samar Rava, v'chein l'inyan lachmei todah. The same is true, but lachmei todah. It says pshita, ha'cha lechem tiv. By matzah it says lechem, by the lachem todah it says lechem, so we know what the definition of lechem is. You just told us what lechem is, so that it should be true here. It says, no ma'udatena, echad amar marachmano. This we learned in yesterday's daf. We learned from the word echad that one may not bring it pros. You can't bring it as a piece, it has to be a whole. And therefore it says here, echad amar marachmano shlo yitol pros. You can't take a broken piece. When it's not fully baked, it crumbles easily. So maybe we classify it as being a piece rather than a whole. So Kamash Malon, that we don't say that. We say that once it's baked to this point of the process, it no longer has a shame prusa, but it becomes a shame chala, shame lechem at that point in time. That's what they called matzah in the time of the Gemara. They did not eat the matzot that we have, the Ashkenazi hard matzot. That's a rikik to them, that's a cracker. A cracker matzo. That's something that was fried and was very thin. That's how they got hard matzot. Their matzot, the Gemara in Sachin talks about a matzo being a tefach thick. That was the size. So you're talking about pitot. You're talking about something that is like a the equivalent of like a lafa or a pita. Something of that sort that was called a na is just a reference to how baked it is, not to a reference to the thickness or how big it is, the hardness of it, right? The hardness of here is just karmu panah. It's a machloket about which side has to be karmu panah in the Rishonim. When we say karmu panah, the way they used to bake their breads is they used to place them in the oven and then they used to stick it to the walls of the oven. So the question of karmu panah is in Shabbos, exactly, when it's considered cooking in Shabbos, is it karmu panah, is the side that's attached to the oven, that's where it has to harden in order to be classified as bread, or is the face that's facing the fire have to harden? But the way they used to cook the bread, or they knew the bread was ready, was that when it hardened the outside, that's how they knew it was ready to pull it out of the, scrape it out of the oven.
The side that's stuck to the oven is probably earlier.
That's the machloket. It's a question of the walls of the oven. Are they hotter, and therefore that side will harden faster? Or is the side that faces the oven, because it's exposed to the fire, that hardens faster? That's exactly what the issue at hand. All right. Itmar. Todah sheshachta al 80 chalot. Todah is supposed to come with 40 chalot. Instead, he brings it with 80 chalot. Chizki amar kichu 40 mitoch 80. 40 out of the 80 become kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo kichu 40 mitoch 80. Rabbi Yochanan said it doesn't work at all. So now, Amar of Zer, let's narrow this machloka down. Kol modim heichadam alikachu 40 mitoch 80. If he specifically says 40 out of the 80, kichu, that works. That's what happens. Yeah, that is problematic. By the way, we discussed it. Tosfos asked when we saw this Gemara earlier in the Masechta. Tosfos asked exactly that question because I don't understand. How do you know which of the 40 chalot are then kadosh? Because it says 40 out of the 80. You don't know which 40 out of the 80 you're talking about. So that's not clear here because Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of breva. So that Tosfos asked over here about why is it that Rabbi Yochanan allows for breva over here? Look at the last Tosfos on the Amud. He says I've got Rabbi Yochanan lately breva. In general, Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of breva. That's only ex post facto. That means that you're looking retroactively to figure out what happened. Over here, it's not Breira because you go pick 40 out of the 80. It is wherever they are, they do become Kadosh. At that moment that you say they're Kadosh that instant they become Kadosh. It's not later on when I go pick the 40 out of the 80 that they become Kadosh. No, it's now there are 40. You don't know which 40. That's true. But there are 40 out of the 80 that are Kadosh. Right. He may be taking of chulin. So he has to give 10 as the truma. That's what he does in the end. He has to solve the problem that they're all, we don't know which ones are kadosh. So if you have to take at least 11. If you take at least 11, you covered yourself. Because at most, 10 of those could be chulin. And one will have to be truma. Could be that there are ten that are kadosh and one that's chulin also. But you want to get to a minimum where you get one of the kadosh, and therefore you have to take 11 from each min and give it to the kohen. So just to solve that problem. But here he's not working with breira. Breira is after the fact. I make a decision that has impact looking backwards in time retroactively. Over here, at the instant you are mekadesh, those lechem become kadosh. There's no backwards looking afterwards I pick the 40. No. At that moment, the 40 become kadosh. Later on, I'm not going to know which 40, and that's going to bring me a problem where I'll have to give 11 instead of 1 to be sure that I'm giving the kohen what he deserves. But it's not using breira over here. Alright, and then the other side is, Ayikachu Abraham Elim Kenny Kachu Shmonim, Lokijo. Says if it only works with 80, says I don't want 40 unless 80 works. Then it doesn't work because a Karban Torah doesn't come with 80 chalot, it only comes with 40 chalot. So this person is clearly mistaken, and it's a Mekadesh Vita'ut, which doesn't work. Kiplige Bistama, where he doesn't say anything. He just brings 80 chalot and he checks the Korban Torah. What's the din? Right, that's the position of Chizkiah, that he intends, he brings the 80 in case 40 get lost, so he has backup 40. So that means that he only intends for 40 to become Kadosh, he just has a backup. Marzav the Karban Gadol Kamikave. Yochanan believes no, that he's bringing, the reason he's bringing is 80, because he thinks 80 works. Because I want to be generous, I don't want to bring 40, I want to bring 80. So 80 doesn't work, and therefore it won't be Kadosh. Alright, so Bayamar, to Kuliyama, and now obviously we're missing something from the Girsa over here, because everybody agrees, what do they agree to? So if you look in the Shita Mekubetz, if you're Aleph, he says, Bayamar, Tebo, to Kuliyama, Lachrayut, Kamikave, is Nimchak. Shita Mekubetzah wipes out the Girsa, but everybody says, Bayamar, to Kuliyama, Lachrayut, Kadol, Kamikave. He's not even bringing 80. Question is, when you bring 80, can the Klisharei work, even though that's not your intent? That's the argument. Marzav klisharei mikachim shalomidat. Klisharei works even shalomidat. Marzav klisharei in mikachim shalomidat. Whereas the other opinion believes that they don't work shalomidat. Everybody agrees that you're bringing the 80, which won't work. Now the question is that the klisharei over here, do they function against your will and do what's supposed to be done or not? And that's the machlokas over here. Do the klisharei mikachim shalomidat meaning that even though you intended for 80, nevertheless, it works and only does 40 like it's supposed to? Or no, Klisha Reik can only work with what you think, and you're thinking 80, so they can't function against you. And what Shaul pointed out is very good, is this idea of negative kavana. There's a machloket amongst the Rishonim by cases of mitzvot ein tzrichot kavana. According to the Mandama, who says that mitzvot do not require kavana, then if I have explicit negative kavana, can I stop myself from being Yotzei the Mitzvah? When I say Mitzvah ain't Tzrichot Kavanah, does that mean it doesn't matter what you do, you're always Yotzei the Mitzvah? The Maaseh itself makes you Yotzei the Mitzvah? Or no? It just means that Stam, we assign the positive Kavanah to you. But if you have active negative Kavanah, you can prevent yourself from being Yotzei the Mitzvah. So over here, we see such a concept over here. When we say Shlomidat over here, the Klisharei Shlomidat, they're functioning not in the normal way. Klisharei Shlomidat normally means that if I have no dot, the Klisharei do whatever they're supposed to do. But over here, they're fighting against your negative kavanah. Over here, you think you want 80 kadosh, and the Kli Yisrael say, no, they only work for the 40 that they're supposed to work. So they overcome your negative kavanah. Meaning, in that machlok that we spoke about before, that if you do mitzvot, ein tzrichot kavanah, even if you have negative kavanah, too bad, you're yotzei the mitzvah. It works against your will, because you have no kavanah is meaningless in this instance, and that's what this machlokas will be also. That whether your kavanah has any bearing here whatsoever. We say, Kli Yisrael Shlomi, that work, even though you have negative kavanah, means that your kavanah is irrelevant. The Kli Yisrael do their job, irrespective of what you're thinking. Alright, so Rav Papa Amar, Tukuli Alma, Kli Yisrael Mikachin Shlomi Dat. Everybody agrees that the Kli Yisrael work against your will. They're arguing about sakin. We had a Tosfot, if you remember back in Zvachim. Tosfot discussed this, what's the status of the sakin. The sakin is unusual, and here we're going to see these aspects of it that are unusual. Marzav sakin mekadesh ke kli sharet. One of them holds that a sakin works like a kli sharet. Marzav sakin, given the late toch, in mekadesh ke kli sharet. So a sakin has one deficit, like a bay kli sharet, which is it doesn't have a toch, doesn't have a bay kibul, doesn't have a receptacle to it, to be called a kli sharet in that way. So therefore, over here, when you shech, the behema, which is mikadesh the lechem, that kli sharet that you're using, the knife, how good is it? Is it a full-fledged kli sharet, and it can work against your will and be mikadesh the 40, even though you're saying 80? Or is a kli sharet a called subpar kli sharet? So it doesn't have that power.
As long as there's a valid intent that goes
right. If you're saying, if you have the right thought, then it'll function to be mikadesh. But against your will, it can't function. It's not strong enough kli sharet in that way. So that's one side of the knife. Now the other, v'ikadamre, the other side here, which is Rav Papa Amar to kuli amar kli sharet ein mikadshin ela midat. You have to have dat, meaning that they can't function against your will. V'hacha b'sakin kamifagei. Over here, one holds that the sakin is even better than a kli sharet. How do you know that it's better? Because even though it doesn't have the qualifications to be called a kli sharet, it still functions like a kli sharet. So it's a super kli sharet. And therefore, it'll work even against your will. It's a regular kli sharet. So since kli sharet doesn't work, so too sakin doesn't work. That's exactly what Tosfos in Zvachim is dealing with, is how does the sakin function? Why isn't the sakin mekadesh the dam? Why do you have to have the dam fall into a beit kibul, fall into a receptacle to become kadosh? Why isn't it that the sakin, which is a kli sharet, is mekadesh the dam when you do the shechita? So over there, Tosfos discusses how a knife is not exactly like a kli sharet. It has some properties like a kli sharet, some that are not like a kli sharet. And then he discusses here, what is the kli sharet, what's it made of? How do you know, is a sakin really a kli sharet? Because kli sharet have to be made out of certain materials. And we have Tosefta, another bright thought that suggests that the knife that used for shechita could be a stone, could be wood, could be all these other items that maybe don't qualify to be kli sharet. But also, this will surround what we're discussing here. How much like a real kli does the knife have to be to qualify as a kli sharet? So that's what Tosefta discusses back in Zvachim, but you see aspects of that over here. So now we'll just do the Mishnah and then we'll continue with the Gemara tomorrow. Shechta chutz lezmanah v'chutz limkoma. If one has a machshava of chutz lezmanah chutz limkoma, meaning pigo, machshava pigo, kidei shalechem. The lechem is kadosh because that's the whole idea of machshava pigo. Machshava pigo says that the shechita is everything is fine except for your machshava. The only pusel over here is the machshava, but every other maisa is good. So you have a good maisa shechita, and that is mekadesh lechem. Shechta v'nimtzei treifa. On the other hand, if you do shechita and you find out the animal is a treifa, lo kidei shalechem. Over there, the lechem is not kadosh because the treifa is assumed to have been there before the shechita. That means this animal was never re'uya. It's a psul mi'ikara. It's a psul that never made it kadosh, and therefore the lechem is not kadosh with it. Shechtav nimtzeit balat mum. On the other hand, if you shecht it and you find it to be a bal mum, then is a machlokas. Rav Eliezer omer kidesh, the lechem is good. Amim lo kidesh. Shechta shelo lishma. You shecht it for lo lishma, v'chein ela miluim, v'chein shnei kibsei atzeret. All of these that have lechem associated with them. Shechtan lo lishma, nivdu lo lishma, lo kidesh lechem. Again, here the psul is mi. If you do a lo lishma, then you don't have the korban that is mekadesh this lechem, that's associated with this lechem. So the lo lishma is a psul that starts all the way from the beginning, that makes it that the lechem is never kadosh. Because if it's not a todah, these lechem are not lachmei todah. If it's just a regular shlamim, the lechem will not be associated with it. So therefore you need the lishma to associate the korban with the lechem that is there in order to make it kadosh. Okay, we'll continue with the Gemara tomorrow.